Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. Welcome to the show. I'm recording this episode before heading off to Phoenix for the She Podcast Live conference. This episode will drop while the conference is going on. So whether you hear this after or during and you're at the event, hello, come say hi. Even if you're not there or didn't go or didn't even know about She Podcasts, hi, come say hi anyway, in person or via Zoom coffee. By the way, I'll have information about the She Podcast community in the show notes of this episode if you're interested in hearing more. But basically, it's a really robust online community of women and non-binary folks who are interested in podcasting or who are in the podcast space. It's an advice channel. It's a workshop. And now there's even a live conference that took place first in 2019. Of course, didn't happen in 2020, but is rebooted again this year, and I'm excited to go, slash if you're listening to this after, I'm sure I had a really great time. So what's on tap for this week? I am continuing this stretch of having our curator of the week on the show as the interviewee. So today I'm chatting with Alexa and Nicole of the podcast Legally Judgy. They'll tell us all about this week's theme, which is Women Who Kill, and about the episodes they chose as part of that theme. After my conversation with Alexa and Nicole, we'll share our podcast spotlight of the week, some more podcast-related tidbits, and then we'll close it out. So let me tell you a bit more about Alexa and Nicole and Legally Judgy before we get into the conversation. Here is some information from their website. Join the two very witty lawyers, Alexa and Nicole, as they talk about the hottest legal issues in pop culture, from celebrity lawsuits and contract disputes to stars dodging the law and threatening courtroom showdowns. I recommend starting with their Nicki Minaj episode. The beginning of the interview starts off with me having a dog on my lap. I was watching my parents' dog at the time. You'll hear a little commotion around that. Here's my conversation with Alexa and Nicole. Okay, let's do what we can. So welcome to the show, Alexa and Nicole from Legally Judgy. I am watching my parents' puppy, so you might hear some whimpering, some begging. Right now, she is clawing at me and wanting to sit on my lap again so that she can look out the window. But I am very grateful to have you all here, and you're both animal people, so you understand.
We are. Hopefully, yes. Any like sounds from her means that she's just co-signing what we're saying, and so like we're all in agreement.
Right. We like a lot of affirmations, yeah. So we're going to take it as keep going. We want more, you know?
Absolutely. So tell me about Legally Judgy. What is the show all about? When did you get started?
Yeah, so Legally Judgy was started by us because we're two entertainment lawyers where we kind of recognize, you know, the law is fun, but it's only so fun. And so we wanted an opportunity to basically make it a more creative role for us. And we're best friends. We talk about pop culture all the time, every single Monday, right? We come back from our weekends. Did you see? We're like, those were our water cooler chats in the kitchen, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's right.
So we're like, what else could we do creatively? That could just spark that muscle in our brains. And we're like, we like talking, we like pop culture, and hey, we're still paying off our law degrees, so why not find a way to combine it all? So we started Legally Judgy Podcast, where we break down legal issues in pop culture.
It definitely makes talking about the housewives seem like more legitimate than just catching up on like the bull that happens on the episodes.
If you can find some sort of legal angle to all of it.
Exactly.
We're always digging. We're like, How could we make this messy dinner retreat into a lawsuit so we can talk about it?
So how long have you been running the show?
So we launched it in February of 2021. So during the pandemic, live from Alexa's kitchen, which we love. So we're still in our first year. I guess we're like, 8 months in now?
Yeah.
And we are just started season two this past week. So we took a little break, but had a really good 6 months and so excited to be back.
So where are you headed with season two? And how do you source topics? Is it current events? Is it what's on your mind? Because I just listened to the episode about Salt and Peppa.
Yeah.
So, you know, both.
Love it.
Both. Yeah, it was great. both somebody or a band that was relevant many years ago and then again recently. So how do you do it all?
Yeah, I mean, so for season two, we definitely have a lot of exciting topics. So we're talking about Scarlett Johansson, her lawsuit with Disney. We're talking about some Real Housewives issues. We're talking about the Kardashian-Jenner family and legal issues because they are the gift that never stops giving.
Job security.
We're talking about Katy Perry and some legal issues with nuns over a convent. So we've got a lot going on. It's definitely going to be, I think, fast-paced and fun and like very relevant. And to answer your question, I think, you know, because like Alexa said, we're best friends and we send these things to each other all the time anyways. They're like naturally things that stand out for us when we're on social media. So we DM them to each other or text them. And then suddenly it's like a whole new episode. We're putting together an outline. So we're kind of just always eyes open and seeing what's out there and ready to kind of dig into current things. But also we've gone into like things that are a couple years old sometimes. So just whatever we kind of find and like.
Yeah, we try to make it relevant, right? We hope that it's something that's current, but not always. And we just think it's really interesting. But most of the time, it's funny how that kind of that stuff comes back around. To your point, Salt and Peppa, that was relevant. Like, I don't even know if Gen Zers will know who they are.
Yeah,
they're going to be like, who are these old ladies? And we're going to be like, it's us. We're in our 30s. Leave us alone. But it's like an interesting topic, right? Because Peppa had this botched butt surgery. And so we're thinking, okay, even if people don't know who these people are, we think that the issue is so interesting that you'll still want to listen.
Yeah.
So it depends.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a topic that, you know, some people have podcasts that talk about entertainment and some people have podcasts that talk about lawsuits. And this is a really great combination that is salacious to a certain extent. So you're definitely going to get the people who love a hot take.
Right. That's our hope. We're hoping that the people who are like watching Housewives, watching other reality shows, you know, the people that read People magazine, they're like,
the
hey.
People who follow NT Lawyer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just want a little bit more detail about like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's been fun because our fans definitely like watch all these shows and these movies and these docuseries. And I think it's clear that they want to understand a bit more because obviously the shows just go over these things at such a high level that I think they can then come to us and hear both like what the legal side of it is, but also the practicality and the morality of it, because I don't think that those things are often addressed, or at least not in the same way that we do it.
Yeah. So we're not going to release this as a video podcast for many reasons. We don't release this as a video podcast, but just so that folks know what's going on here. My dog's face is staring at the camera and I am trying to maneuver my head around so that I can look at the two of you.
We can hear your voice.
I keep having to move my face so that I'm actually facing the, oh my God, she is making a circle on me.
She's just getting comfy.
So I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about this week's Earbuds podcast collective recommendations. Of course, you two are the curators of this week's theme. And the theme that you chose is Women Who Kill. So tell me about the choice to bring that theme to us.
It's really relatable. No, I'm just kidding. I think that for us, you know, we typically, like we were just talking about, do relevant current pop culture legal issues. And so this is actually a unique episode that we did because the episode that we submitted to you is our murder episode. It's like the darkest we go, but also it's just such a crazy story, right? It's about Patrizia Gucci and how she basically hired somebody to kill her husband, Maurizio Gucci, who was the heir to the Gucci empire. And so from there, and the reason why we found that relevant, by the way, is because Lady Gaga will be starring in the biopic about the real life Patrizia that'll be coming out soon. So we saw that and we're like, hey, what? I didn't even know about that, right? That's also the lot of fun that we have with our podcast is some of the stuff we don't know about. And then we think, oh my God, this is a crazy story. And so we've just thought it's interesting, this concept of women who more like, because you don't really think of women killing. And so when they do, they usually, I'm not going to say have good reasons, but they have reasons to kill. It's not just, yeah, I'm mad today. I'm going to kill you. It's like, you did something to me and I want some sort of revenge. Plus Nicole is kind of obsessed with the show Snapped.
Let's use the term lightly. I mean, I think, yes, I love Snapped. I think I just really enjoy the monotone voice when I need a good nap. It like soothes me right to sleep, sadly.
Murder calms her.
But yeah, I mean, I think the show is super fascinating. When you look around the landscape, right, of true crime, it's so often about men and, you know, and guys who are serial killers and all that. So I think for us, it was like, we rarely hear about women who kill. And when you do, to Lex's point, it's like so intriguing because they're like, no, here are the reasons why I did it. And I'm going to sit you down and tell you. Whereas I think oftentimes for men, it's like, they just did it. So
I just got mad.
Yeah.
But women, it's like plotting. There's just like, it's more complex. Of course, it's not, that doesn't mean every woman and it doesn't mean every man, but it's just interesting the stories we've chosen where these women feel justified. Like if they could go back over it, I know Patrizia has made a couple comments. She was like, I would do it again. Like, no shame. And you're like, hey, you know, we joke, like, as her lawyer, I'd be like, shut up, Patrizia. Like, you're not holding the case, you know?
Are you both trial lawyers?
No, so we're actually transactional attorneys. So we originally practiced both somehow. We're like twins in nature. We
soulmates.
Both practiced real estate at first. I had a couple years where I was doing corporate M&A. And then we both became entertainment attorneys, which is how we have like this lens into, you know, pop culture and entertainment related topics, because that's what we do every day.
Wow. Well, that's the first episode that you chose. That one is called Snapped, The Murder of Gucci. And that's from your podcast, Legally Judgy.
Yes.
So thank you for that very in-depth description and really enticing too. So definitely check that out. The next episode is from the podcast Female Killers. Mm-hmm. So what is that one about?
Yeah, so it's about this wife who, so she gets married to this guy. And so from the stories that I've heard, things were kind of going well for a couple years. And then there's like a point in time where it just turns. And it's not really clear what's happening behind the scenes, but very much so publicly, she's painting him out to be, you know, like a bad guy and a bad husband and a bad father. And so after years of kind of her enduring whatever was happening behind closed doors, they end up splitting and staying in the same house, which is like, would not recommend for anyone with an ex, just FYI, for your sanity and for theirs and just the world. But then she decides that like even that was too much for her. And so she hires a hitman. I'm losing it. She hires a hitman to kill her husband. Somehow he finds out and works with the police to basically play dead and capture her. And so she is currently still in jail. But yeah, it's crazy to me. I mean, first of all, I can't imagine like being on the husband's end and being like, oh, cool. So she's trying to kill me like now? This is like, where do I go?
Can't we go to marriage therapy first?
Yeah. Yeah. But I also thought it was just super cool because it's run by this woman who got a full-time job and she's a mom. She actually just went on hiatus, which is kind of sad because I do really enjoy her podcast, but I'm always like very inspired by people who, you know, find a way to like balance all of their creative hobbies and especially something so investigative.
Yeah. So that's the Female Killers podcast. And the episode is Maria Durante's husband faked his own death.
Yep.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Next up is Once Upon a Crime. And the episode is Deathbed Confessions, Geraldine Kelly. Tell me about that one.
Yeah. So similarly, actually, this lady gets married to a guy pretty young. And they kind of they started a business together also. Don't know that I would recommend that for most couples. I think that's probably a bit too much time together. And just, everybody needs their own space at a certain point. But so they started a business together, moved around the country, basically. And at some point, the wife says, or I guess friends were asking, like, oh, where's the husband? We haven't seen him in some time. And she said that he had gone away for business to Boston and got in a car crash and died. And so like that was what everybody thought for some time. And she like slowly unrolled this, you know, this kind of story and all of that to like friends and family over time. And I think eventually their kids who lived in other cities started asking more questions and they were like, things aren't really lining up here, but we're not really sure. And so later the woman is sadly diagnosed with breast cancer and it's like fairly progressed. And so on her deathbed, she basically says like, hey kids, so mom's on the way out. FYI, I killed dad.
God.
Here's where his body is. So best of luck to you. And she like passed away shortly thereafter.
Have fun.
Yeah. And they went and like found the dad's body with the cops and everything. So she also said that she had been abused and that was why she did it. There's like no evidence to corroborate it, but you know, interesting that like both of these women, right, said that these men were bad husbands and bad fathers and abusing them. And that was the reason why they purported to have killed them. But we always add allegedly because we don't know if it's true or not.
And you're good lawyers, so you got to cover all your bases.
We have to keep that caveat at all times.
Yeah, we don't want to get disbarred.
Wow.
Next up is the podcast Criminal Broads, and the episode is The Quietest Girlfriend, Catherine Pileggi. How do you pronounce that?
I'm going to go with, yeah, it's probably Pelleggi. And I always give a disclaimer on the podcast. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm so American, everybody.
Yeah,
allegedly. It's reported. No, this is an interesting one. This is hosted by Tori Telfer, who also has written two books, one of which is about con art, female con artists throughout history, like covers different women who like steal things, show dogs, crown jewelry, right? So she's really into like the female psyche, which I think is cool. So her podcast, every episode features a new female killer, allegedly. So this one, The Quietest Girlfriend, is basically about this multimillionaire named Ron Vinci, who starts dating, at the time, a very modest flight attendant, right? She's on one of the flights he's on. He thinks she's cute. Her name is Catherine Pelleggi or Pelleggi, depending on who you ask. And people describe her, by all accounts, as being very quiet, polite, kind of submissive. They're together for 25 years. And what's interesting is they never get married. So Ron was apparently a big personality, right? He's the kind of guy that goes hunting and likes his gin. And they presumably have a pretty good relationship until years later, there starts to be some rumors that, you know, maybe things aren't as they seem. And he at some point starts complaining to his friends that he thinks that she's trying to poison him because he's starting to get these stomach aches. Well, one day, she basically tells his friends, Ron is gone. He's hanging out with his other friends. And they're like, we're his only friends. What are you talking about? So eventually it comes out that she had killed him. She had stuffed him in a duffel bag, a large one, because this man was not a petite man. And he had been pretty much mutilated. Apparently he was shot in the head and then he was kind of butchered after the fact. And she said it was because they had gotten into a fight and it was self-defense. And so people were like, okay, well, what about like the fifth hammer throw to the head? And so the defense that they argued was battered women syndrome. Okay, she was abused over time. And then she had that moment where she just kind of cracked. Well, it didn't hold up in court. She eventually gets sentenced to 25 years. But it's a really interesting story, again, about the female psyche and how much they can take until they can't. And so no doubt here that she killed him. It was just a matter of why. And that's what this episode delves into. And I think it's just really intriguing.
And the why can have an impact on the sentencing. Is that right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because if she was found to have battered women syndrome, then they'd probably mitigate the sentencing. It doesn't mean she'd get off scot-free, but probably less than 25 years. The only thing was that she had purchased coffee grounds, which they didn't drink coffee. And it's known to mask the smell. I guess it's a flight attendant's trick.
So premeditated.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what the prosecution was saying. Yeah, not great. And she had purchased like blue tarp and other things that you would associate with hiding a body. So you're like, well, this isn't looking good. And they did find insecticide in his gin. So unless he put it into his own gin, didn't look good for her.
Oof. Next up and last, the last podcast pick of this week's theme, which is Women Who Kill, is from the podcast Crime Junkie. And the episode is called Murdered, Jerry Michael Williams. What is that one all about?
Again, another great podcast. Crime Junkie is probably one of the most popular true crime podcasts, I'd say. Ashley and Britt do a great job. This one is really intriguing to me, and I've listened to several episodes. My wife is obsessed with this podcast, and I try to stay away from murder because it just makes me too sad. But this one, I couldn't. I just get roped in. So apparently, this guy, poor guy, Jerry Michael Williams, he was living in Florida, and he goes duck hunting one day in the winter. And so it's very cold. There's ice on the water and he never comes back. And so there's a huge search party that ensues. They never find his body for years to come. And so the presumption is, okay, I guess maybe an alligator ate him. And his mom was like, no way, that doesn't make sense. And she did all this research and found out that alligators actually don't feed in the winter. It's too cold for them. So the police kind of just gave up on this story, right? And he was married to his wife, Denise, and she wasn't really trying that hard to look for him. And the mom thought this was really suspicious. So eventually, because of the mom's, honestly, just dedication to finding justice for her son, it comes out that actually his wife, Denise, and his best friend, Brian Winchester, had conspired to kill him because they were in love and had been having an affair for years behind his back. And apparently this was the only way to get out of that marriage. But coincidentally, she had also taken a big life insurance policy out on Jerry right before his death. So, and how the cops didn't catch on to this around that time, don't know. But eventually, again, because of the mom, this all gets found out and both get sentenced, essentially.
So all of those podcast recommendations kind of flip the script a little bit, because if you listen to many true crime podcasts, it's always men killing women, men killing their wives, other types of kidnappings. And it's usually men being the perpetrators and women being the victims. So, hey, at least we got a little representation here.
Yeah. And it's perfect for October, right? It's like a spooky time of year with Halloween coming. So, you know, hopefully that gives everybody the creeps right before Halloween.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Enjoy those creeps. So those are our podcast recommendations for this week's theme. Anything that listeners should keep in mind as they listen to these recommendations, just so you know, and I'll leave this in for the listeners, but just so you know, you are the second episode in which we are having the curators also come onto the show the week of their curation to talk about the episodes. It used to be that the podcast episode would be an interview with somebody in the podcast space, and then the curator, I would just read their podcast picks. This kind of makes it a little bit more interesting, is my hope. So I've never really gotten to ask the curators live what you hope that listeners take away from your podcast picks. So any general themes we should look out for? I mean, except for murder.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would say if you're not happy in your relationships, just leave. I would like to advise people not to murder their spouses. Mm-hmm. So that's my...
And
my takeaway.
If you do murder them, don't admit it in court, because there's a couple people, Patricia, who had some incriminating words on the stand. So just don't say anything. Hire a lawyer. Talk to that lawyer. Make sure you don't waive your Miranda rights. We got to give some legal advice here.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I'd say.
And that advice goes for not just murdering
your
spouse, but also just, you know, always, you know, you have a right to remain silent, all those things.
Exactly.
So legally judgy gals, where can people find you and follow you? And what should they look forward to for season two?
We are literally everywhere. We're on Apple, we're on Spotify, we're on Amazon, we're on Google, we're on Pandora.
We're not desperate, but
if you can't find us in any of those places, we will make a DVD copy of our episodes and drop it off to your house. So we are widely accessible. You can find us on our socials at Legally Judgy on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and we're launching our Patreon this week.
Two.
So you can definitely get more content there. But I would definitely say, like, this season's going to be super fun. We have a lot of cool topics that we're talking about. We've also added like a new segment where we address questions from our listeners about legal things that are happening with them, or even just personal life tea that they want to share with us. So definitely like lots of laughs coming this season.
All right, Alexa and Nicole, thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of Feedback with Earbuds. We're excited to check out all of the podcasts that you recommended and to follow up with you on social to talk about them.
Thanks so much for having us.
We had a lot of fun.
Thank you to Alexa and Nicole for joining me in the virtual earbuds studio powered by Squadcast.fm. Squadcast is a remote recording platform that helps podcasters record audio and video in studio quality. I am Squadcast's community manager, and if you want to test it out, get in touch and I can hook you up with an extended free trial. Usually at this point in the show, you'd hear some smooth music, and that would indicate that I'm going to tell you about the podcasts and episodes chosen as part of this week's theme. However, Alexa and Nicole did a great job doing that in our interview that you just heard, so no need for me to repeat that. We'll have everything you need to click in the show notes of this episode so that you can listen, and of course, everything is available in our newsletter, which you can grab at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Also, this is a reminder that if you want to curate a list, I would love that. The curation form is in the show notes of this episode and every episode, and it's on our website. And it's on our Twitter page. It is everywhere. We would love for you to curate a list. Folks reach out to me all the time on Twitter and Instagram asking how they can get their podcasts on an earbuds list. The answer is that you can put it there yourself. People who curate lists for earbuds can include one of their own episodes. So you can curate a list and you can get some press and promo for your podcast. Or if you don't have a podcast, you can just tell the world about 5 podcast episodes that you love. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Real Estate, Real Laughs. Here's what it's about. Real Estate Real Laughs is for people who are curious about real estate and what goes on behind the real estate curtain. Listeners can tune in and laugh, learn, and enjoy the unbelievable stories that have taken place with buyers, sellers, showings, and much more. Host Valerie Fitzgerald will take listeners into this private world behind the real estate curtain. You'll hear industry insiders, celebrities, and others share their views and experiences in dealing in the luxury high-end real estate world. Buckle up, sit back, and enjoy the show. You can find Real Estate Real Laughs wherever you get your podcasts. A few quick ads and opportunities before we close out. First up, if you're a podcaster, you might need a podcast makeover. Why? Because we just can't judge our own creative work. Get a listener's first impression of your podcast so that you can make practical changes quickly to attract and keep the right listeners for your audience. Get a podcast audit from Steph Fuccio and her company, Curiosity Driven Podcasting. From the Nutrient Sisters. Nutrient Sisters is a podcast dedicated to helping you nourish your body and soul. You'll hear the hosts draw from their lived experiences as nutrition professionals and women of color, alongside other experts on trendy health and wellness topics. That's the Nutrient Sisters. And last, from the Digital Ink Newsletter. It's a weekly newsletter highlighting the top business podcasts for entrepreneurs and leaders. The Digital Ink curates valuable information that'll help you grow and create your own story. That's it for this week. We're back next week with more from Earbuds Podcast Collective. Thanks for listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kliansky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.